Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, it is truly a blessing that we can be found in the house of God, huh? Yeah. We can get into His presence. Yeah, in His presence we find peace, we find love. Hallelujah. We find the anointing. Oh, God. Yes, we find the anointing of God. We find rest. We find peace. We find security in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We just want to say we are grateful to have you with us. Whether you're sitting outside or if you're riding in your vehicle, if you're just relaxing in your favorite chair, yeah, we're just happy to have you with us. And we know that we have been discussing the heart. Yeah, the heart. Ah, this is something that we all have, and we all had to learn how to take care of it. Yes, yes, yes. We had to be taught how to take care of the heart, how to take care of this precious. I can't express how precious the heart really is enough. It's a vital importance to our body. To our life. It's a vital part. Yes, it is. So we know we always start out with our prayer, and we have concerns, and our concerns is for our nation. It's for our nation, it's for our children, and it's for the household of faith. Yes, the household. Yes, God's chosen. Yes, it's for us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for this day, thanking you for this moment, this opportunity that you've given us, Master, that we can come together and be in your presence, God, knowing that in your presence, God, we find peace, we find refuge. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace that you give us, peace that the world cannot give us. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your tranquility. Glory to God. We thank you, Master. As we lift up our children, God, we lift them up to you, Master. We ask that we be an example in their sight, that they would desire to want to know more about you through watching us. Yes, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to allow us to be an example, a living example, oh God. Yes, we lift up the saints of God, the saints all over this world, all everywhere, saints who are having secret Bible studies, saints who are praying in areas of the world where prayer is not permitted. We lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the saints who are praying for their loved ones, oh God. We stand in agreement with them today. Yes, yes, yes. And we lift up everyone that's under the sound of my voice. No matter whatever it is that you're going through, no matter what it is, know this one thing, that God is in control. God loves you. Yes, he does. Oh, God, we thank you for your love, oh, God. We thank you, Master, for your agape love. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor this day. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We are grateful to have you. Yes, we are. And again, we know we have been talking about the heart. Yeah. And this is a very, very delicate topic. But I just need you to stay with me as we continually journey through this lesson. Yes. The very plan that we use today as we try not to clot. We try not to clot up our arteries. Yeah. From the foods that are high in cholesterol and high in sodium, we try hard. Mm-hmm. We learned that the damage that these choices can have, that our choices can have on our bodies. Yeah. We believe, we the believers in Christ, are to protect our spiritual bodies, one, through eating the right diet, through having the right diet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Word of God. The Word of God. Two, staying away from mess and gossip. Glory to God. But always being eager to talk about the goodness of God. And always find a way to pray. Prayer is important. It can ward off many unwelcome guests. Hallelujah. The Word of God says we shall taste. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. Come on and taste. Come on, prepare your table and sit down at the table and taste and see that the Lord, He is good. He's good towards us. He's good towards, He's good in us, and He's good for us. Hallelujah. I just need you to turn quickly with me to the book of Luke. That's Luke chapter 10. Yeah, we're going to go with Luke chapter 10. Let me get that to make sure. We're just happy to have you with us. And we just know that God is good, and He's good all the time. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, God takes care of His people. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. And if we press hard enough, He'll give us the wisdom and the understanding that we need to have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Yes, He'll give it to us. He'll give it to us. Let's see here. And I went to okay. That's Luke chapter 10. And I'm going to start at verse 30. Yeah, start at verse 30. This particular lesson really jotted me a little bit. And remember that most of the lessons that I come to you with are lessons that God gives me. Yeah, I don't just go pick a lesson. I know how some people say, let me decide what I'm going to talk about today. Well, that is not my decision to make. And I have acknowledged that a long time ago. So whenever you hear me open my mouth, truly this is something that God has ordained. God has given this. Yeah, He's given this. And the way this was given to me, it was amazing because I was looking for something. And in my looking, when I turned the page, this was what appeared. Yeah. And I began to look at that and say, well, what is this? And here we are today in Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 30. And it says that a man was going down. He was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. Mm-hmm. Now, this passage does not say if the man had gotten lost or if he was riding a beast or some animal or if he was staring in the wrong direction. It doesn't give us that complete detail, but it only tells us that he fell in the hands of robbers. Yeah, now think about that. Think. We're in the 21st century, and I know you say, okay, how could they? Well, a lot of times people take wrong turns. And the key is, in the wrong turn, make sure it's the wrong turn in the daylight, in the daytime. Yeah, in the daytime. But sometimes the daytime could be just as bad as the night. Yeah, look at this. And so as he fell in the hands of the robbers, it says here that they stripped him of his clothes, and they beat him, and they went away, leaving this man half dead. Are you listening to me? Does this happen today? Certainly, certainly, certainly. Yes, it does. Yeah. So look at this lesson. They stripped him of his clothing. So undoubtedly his clothing was of some quality in order for them to desire his clothing. You know, like sometimes the kids have on these high, very expensive tennis shoes, or you may have on a very expensive leather jacket, things of certain quality people want. And many times they can actually desire it so that they would kill for it. Yeah. Yes. Are you listening to me? So look at this. Look at this. Yeah. Look at that. So he was left half dead. Mm-hmm. So he was actually stripped of his clothing. Mm-hmm. This is a very serious crime. This simply means that this person, he's half naked. Think about that. He's half naked on the street. Or he could be completely naked on the street. Yeah, because the lesson doesn't go into depths of what was the results of having no clothes. They didn't say he just had a shirt or just had a pants. So it was left for us to imagine being with no clothing. Mm-hmm. So let's go on to verse 31. And it says, a priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by. Look at this closely. He passed by, but he passed by on the other side. Wow. You know, now I want you to just stay with me, because we're talking about our heart. We're talking about the heart that we have. Whether or not our heart is compassionate, where our heart is concerned, where we have a kind heart, or where we have a stony heart. What kind of heart do we have? Yeah. So this is a lesson here of self-examination, for us to examine ourselves. Because when I saw this, I began to think about myself. I began to think about me, not about you, but I began to think about me. Yeah, it said here that when the priest, he happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed, but he passed on the other side. Does this sound like somebody willing to help? Does this sound like somebody trying to help you? What does this sound like? A priest. I really had to go to define what is a priest. A priest is someone who is ordained. An ordained minister of the Catholic or the Orthodox or the angelic church. Mm-hmm. Having authority to perform certain rituals. And we know that we acknowledge the priest. Yeah, we hold the priest with high esteem, don't we? But look at what was going on in this lesson. There was someone that was in need. They were beaten. They were wounded. There probably was blood that was shed. Stay with me. Where is your heart? So what is your heart telling you? Are you listening to your heart? Yeah, signs of, I don't want to be bothered. Could this be? Not today. I don't have time, or I can't get dirty. I have on my Sunday best. Are you listening to me? Surely you would think, the man of God, surely you would think this now. You would think that the man of God would look into his heart, his own heart, the heart that he probably stood up many times and expound on. Look at that. How we should go and help our brother and our sisters. Who is our brother? Who is our sister? The Bible says that they're far and they're near. Yeah. We're talking to the believers in Christ. That's what we're talking to. Look at this. Verse 32. Okay. So he moves on. He doesn't stay. He's not concerned. Verse 32. So, to a Levite. Yeah. When he came to the place and he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Are you listening to me? On the other side. Usually, the Levite priest would show a more kind heart, a more helpful spirit. Not in this passage. Not here. For some strange reason, he too forgotten what was taught to him about the love of my fellow brothers and my fellow sisters, the love that I share in my heart, the love that I teach. Yeah. So what is a Levite? A Levite is a member of the Hebrew tribe of the Levite. He provides assistance to the priests in the temple. So this means the Levite, he carries a little weight. He has a credibility. Yeah. But what is going on here? Is he falling short? Is he falling short? Look at this. Is he falling short? Where is the love? Where is the love for my fellow brothers, my fellow sisters, that I should have received this lesson through the word of God? Look at this. That I received this through the word of God, through the word, through the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit comes in. When he comes to teach us. Yeah, he comes to show us. He comes to enlighten us. He comes to pull back the covers of darkness. Glory to God. So we can see who he really is. Verse 33. But here comes a Samaritan. Traveled. He came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity. P-I-T-Y. Pity. He took pity on the man. Pity is when your heart is when your heart has feels sorrowful, when your heart is very tender and concerned. That's when you have pitied. Listen to this. Glory to God. A Samaritan. Yeah. A member of a people inhabiting Samaria in the biblical times. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Yeah. Here comes the Samaritan. Yes, and he has a desire. His desire is to have pity. The Samaritan was not someone in high esteem. Yeah, he wasn't in high esteem. Many times he, too, was looked down on. Yeah. When you're used to being treated terrible, it is nothing for you to show pity on or even have mercy for someone else. Are you listening to me? If you've ever been treated wrong, if you ever had mistreatments happen to you, you can have pity and you will have mercy on someone else when you acknowledge that this too is wrong. Look at this. And we see here that the Samaritan, he had pity. Verse 34. So the Samaritan, he went to him and he band-aided him. He banded his wounds. He poured oil. Look at that. And he poured oil and wine to enable in his healing process. Glory to God. He stopped. He was concerned. But not only being concerned, he decided he was going to help. Mm-hmm. We see this man goes a little beyond the call of kindness, beyond the call of generosity, to put the man on his own beast. Are you listening to me? Yeah. That's just like for us to put him in the car, for us to put him in our SUV, put him in the truck. Yes. To make sure that you're going to get him somewhere safe. So he took him to an inn. Glory to God. To an inn. An inn is like a hotel. It's like a motel. Yeah. Look at this. Glory to God. Yeah. He took him. Yes. There the man was looked after by those who worked at the inn. Glory to God. Verse 35 says that the next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. I just have to this lesson really hit home. Yeah. The next day he took out coins. He took out coins to pay for the care of someone that he didn't even know. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? The heart of a Samaritan. Of course, we have called him the Good Samaritan. Yeah. That's what we call him. We call him the Good Samaritan. But where is our heart? Can we rise up to the occasion to be or even put on the shoes of a Good Samaritan? Can we do that? Can we do that? Where is our heart? What is our heart telling us? Yeah. He asked them to care. Let me just back up a minute. In verse 35, it says, the next day he took 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. He looked after him. And when he said, I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Glory to God. Glory to God. So whatever else that may occur, and you may need more funding to get whatever it is that is needed to aid in the healing process of my brother, who I don't know, I'm going to come by here tomorrow and I'm going to reimburse you and give you more of what you may need. This is what he's saying here. Stay with me with this. Glory to God. Glory to God. He asked them to care after him, to take, you know, the innkeepers. He was very cordial to the man. And when he said, when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have, giving not all monetary gifts, but just to have someone to help. You know, it just to have somebody just to take you out of the cold, just to take you to a place and give you a warm meal. Are you listening to me? The Samaritan. This is what this lesson is about. Where is your heart? Oh, God, help us. Help us. When we get to a place and we can't even give a person a pair of shoes. God, can't give them a meal. Can't bring them to a place where they can get help for their sick bodies. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us. Is our heart so stony? So stone of stone that we fail to look beyond ourselves and see the need of helping someone else. Look at the Samaritan. Look at the Samaritan. He took on the nature of our Jesus, giving and loving and caring and showing compassion. Are you listening to me? So it's time for us to point the finger back to us and ask ourselves, am I a Samaritan? Have I been a good Samaritan? Verse 36 says, I just have to give this to you. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? That's the question. Which of these three? Was it the priest who didn't have time? Got on the other side of the street? As well as some of us do. I've seen us do that. I've seen it. This is not something that is just in a book that I'm just reading. I have seen us get on the other side. Yeah. Or could it have been the Levite who was in a hurry? He had time. He had on his church clothes. He didn't want to be touched. He didn't want to get dirty. But in our hearts, we know it was the Samaritan. We know this. The one who took time out. The one who went the long way. Yeah. Glory to God. Where is your heart today? Do you have the heart of God? Do you have the heart of God where He's concerned about all of us? Do you have that heart? If you need the stony heart removed today, pray this prayer with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I need you to look at my heart. Master, you said that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, saved. And this day, I am confessing with my mouth, and I'm believing in my heart that you raised them from the dead. And you said, Master, that I am saved, and I believe that. Amen. Glory to God. We look forward to having you back with us on next Friday. And don't forget, Sunday evenings, from 7 to 8 is God Favorite Ministries. Are you the Good Samaritan? Where is your heart? Where is your heart? Remember, God said that He would give us a clean heart. He would renew in us the right spirit. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Remember, the Samaritan, remember, it is a blessing to help others, to be concerned about others. Amen. Amen.